This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. It looks like the Senate has passed the $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And within it, I believe, is the TikTok ban. And so this is going to be very, very interesting as it moves now to the desk for Biden to sign. And this was pretty much bipartisanly supported. And for it to pass, the legislation includes four bills that had passed in the House bipartisanly. And it, in essence, provides $26 billion in aid for Israel, currently at war with Hamas in Gaza after their attack October 7th, as well as $61 billion for Ukraine, $8 billion for the allies in the Indo-Pacific. A fourth bill would force a U.S. ban of TikTok if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. It would impose sanctions on Russia, China, Iran, and seize Russian assets to help Ukraine rebuild from the war's damage. So the package is now going to Joe Biden's desk, where he said in a statement that, yes, he is going to sign it. He says a bipartisan majority in the Senate joined the House to answer history's call at this critical inflection point. Congress has passed my legislation to strengthen our national security and send a message to the world about the power of American leadership. We stand resolutely for democracy and freedom and against tyranny and oppression. He reiterated that the allied countries seeking aid need the funds urgently. He says the need is urgent for Ukraine, facing unrelenting bombardment from Russia. He says for Israel, which just faced unprecedented attacks from Iran, for refugees and those impacted by conflicts and natural disasters around the world, including in Gaza, Sudan, Haiti, and for our partners seeking security and stability in the Indo-Pacific. So I don't know how much money is going to Gaza. I'm hoping the money does not fund Hamas. But, you know, we're on the brink of, you know, a World War III. And so I think, you know, we need America to be, you know, from our military standpoint, prepared and on standby, but not necessarily fighting the other fights. We do, however, need to show solidarity with Israel and get those hostages home. There was a video of a hostage who looks like has lost an arm. And again, I think we're at the 200-day mark, and he was shaven down, and there was a video of him pleading to get him out. These hostages are still alive. I can't say if all of them are still alive, but there's still hostages there that need to come home. In fact, I think some of them are American. And so this should be a no-brainer. We help Israel get these hostages home. And what's sadly happening on campuses, you know, throughout the country, it's disgusting, you know, some of the rhetoric. You know, if you want Palestine to be freed, that's, you know, from Hamas rule. They're already governing themselves, but apparently Hamas took over. It's not Israel running Palestine. It's Hamas. So, you know, Palestinians can elect their own government. And so they're describing that they are not being ruled by them. They're being ruled by Israel. Hamas is in control. They've been for many, many years. But there are protesters at campuses across Brown University, University of Michigan, MIT, California State Polytech, Humboldt, Columbia, it's been a mess. And the president of Columbia gave the protesters a deadline, which they didn't answer to. They were supposed to leave the campus by midnight, and they didn't. So instead, Columbia University said that they had an agreement where a significant number of tents would come down, but the protests would continue, and that they would make sure that anybody who isn't enrolled at Columbia would get off campus. Because there are people who aren't even in college and coming onto campuses to help bring the numbers up. And so they said, you know, the encampment has to follow fire safety rules, no discriminatory or harassing language. And classes at Columbia, some are virtual, some are in person. But many Jews have been told, play it safe and stay home. And I'm very upset with that because we do not live in a country where we cannot protect the safety of you depending on your race, your creed, your sexual orientation. Nobody should feel threatened when they go to school. And that's what's happening right now. And so, hell, you know, and then with the TikTok ban, this is interesting. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I don't use TikTok because I don't want China getting any more information from us than they're already getting. And so for China to sell it to somebody, you know, I mean, it's not necessarily a ban of nobody can use TikTok. It's China has to sell it to somebody who's an ally. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to go. Are they going to sell it to somebody who is, you know, still friendly to them? Are they still going to have control when they sell it? I mean, is it going to be a complete here you go? You take it. I've never seen something like this. We've never had something like this that has pervaded our kids, pervaded our entertainment, pervaded our news, such as TikTok. And everybody said, Dahlia, you need to be on TikTok. You need to be on TikTok. These videos go viral. Look, I don't want to take the bait. And I understand some of the things on TikTok are very entertaining. I've watched a lot of TikTok videos. There's some real entertaining stuff. I get that. And I understand why it became popular. But sadly, you know, if we do have a potential enemy that could use data and be able to map out people's homes, map out people's genetics, map out people's, based on this or whatever we're concerned about, and national security issues, then, you know, we do have to do something about it. We can't be stupid. You know, we can't live with our head in the cloud saying nothing's going to happen to us, no one's going to do anything, we're fine. We need to understand that there are risks. So we'll see what happens with this. I do agree with it. I'm glad that it's bipartisan. It's rare to see everybody kind of agree on one thing. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X and Dr. Dolly Show on Facebook. So one thing that people have always said is when they do something wrong, they never got the memo, and they need a memo. Because things are changing. Cancel culture is changing. Woke ideology is changing. And there are people that are doing things that they don't realize now society is not accepting. So I don't know if it was one of my listeners or one of my Facebook followers had said that they had said, you know, call a spade a spade. Let's call a spade a spade at work. And they were like, you can't say that anymore. And they said, but I saw that on Friends. Phoebe said it. Okay, well, Friends was in the 90s, early 2000s. I understand that many baby boomers, maybe lots of Gen X's, there was different sort of discourse and sayings, long-term traditional sayings you can't say things anymore. And so there's a really nice article. Every now and then there's these articles that kind of, you know, get us up to date. So if you didn't get the memo, here's one of the memos. And it's called The Wealthy Boomers. This is their site. And they say 30 traditional sayings that are now considered offensive by woke culture. So one of the first things they say is one small step for mankind. Okay. Now, we are quoting, you know, the first landing on the moon, one small step for mankind. It's mankind that we're not going to change the quote. You can't change history. But now that things are gender inclusive, if you say manhole, mankind, man your post, people are finding that offensive. I'm not. If you tell me, Dahlia, you're going to man this post when you, you know, if I'm volunteering somewhere, I don't look at it as man, woman, not, but it is considered not gender inclusive, and you're not honoring the fact that you could woman a post. Girls will be girls. You know, boys will be boys, girls will be girls. They don't say that anymore. They don't say something's girly. It's kind of girly. You're being a girl. Can't do that. If you really watch Friends, most of what they say wouldn't even be allowed anymore. Now, that's crazy. Crazy. That's so crazy. Really? That happened? No, that's crazy. Can't say that. If you say that, crazy, you are implying that somebody with mental health issues is crazy. Now, to me, the definition of crazy is something that doesn't necessarily have logic. You know, like an act. You know, if somebody, let's say, passes a bill, then you're like, that's crazy. That doesn't have logic. But then you have to say illogical. You can't say crazy. I didn't write the article. This is the article, okay? Oh, you could say that's strange or that's unusual. Although, I don't know if you could use that because strange is going to be considered negative also if people are using it for other context. Indian givers, we don't say Indian givers anymore. This is when people would say, you know, I'm giving you a gift and then you're taking it back. So it stems from the Native American gift-giving ceremony that involves reciprocity or building relationships. And so it's a negative stereotype. We don't say that anymore. Get your cotton picking hands off of that or hang on a cotton picking minute. I still hear that. I still hear that phrase, and it was very, very commonly used in the 50s and prior because it was, you know, like your hands on something, but it brings back a time where, you know, it was forced on slaves to do, and so we just don't bring up cotton picking. So for those of you that are very used to saying that, stop it. Apparently, this article says, check your blind spot. They say people could take offense to the term blind spot. Now, I have not interviewed those who are visually impaired, but they're saying this could hurt those who are visually impaired. I don't know what you, if you are driving and there's a blind spot, what would you use? Do you not going to be able to see? There's a, so, you know, if there are things you can't say, then we need to come up with a suitable alternative. Because when I say there's a blind spot, I'm at no way trying to insult anybody who struggles with sight. We don't no longer say black sheep of the family. He's the black sheep of the family. I'm the black sheep of the family. We don't say that anymore. They don't. Where did it originate? They said that term originated from black wool being less commercially invaluable than white wool. So somebody was then, yeah, that's where the term came from. Grandfathered in. The grandfather clause was used in some southern states during the Jim Crow era. And so when you hear people say we're going to grandfather in terms of the boards or in terms of your certification, we're going to grandfather you in. That term is not going to be allowed anymore. They say she's suffering with diabetes. Say she has diabetes. See, now I find that interesting because they've told us to not say that. They told us don't call somebody a diabetic. say they are suffering with diabetes, meaning it is one part of what they're, or she has diabetes. So I'm interested in that sort of advice, because they're actually asking us to not use it as your descriptor, saying, look, this is one of the things you're working with. In Las Vegas, we use the term blacklist. I'm blacklisted from this casino. I'm blacklisted here. I'm blacklisted here. Nope. No longer are we supposed to use the term blacklist. Stop being a gyp, or I got gypped. We're not using gypped anymore because it is a shortened version of gypsy. Spirit animal. I was watching the morning show, and I guess one of the anchors was saying that's my spirit animal, and apparently got in trouble because that was not something that was reflective of modern society. You should not be saying that. So the concept of a spirit animal holds deep spiritual significance. So using the term casually is found to be disrespectful. They say alternatives are that resonates with me, or I feel a kinship with that. Although I don't know if kinship is going to be allowed, because some people will say, well, you know, having kin is a benefit and not everybody has kin. So hysteria. Hysteria comes from, I think, the Latin term for uterus. And so when you say quit being hysterical or hysteria, it has connotations with women. That's what this says. Ghetto. So ghetto, I think, is a term that originated in, I think the very first ghetto was in Venice, where Jews lived. And ghetto was a term where Jews would be, during World War II, confined in areas. So we use ghettos to describe neighborhoods. I don't like to use that, but there's negative connotations, obviously. When somebody says they should be burned at the stake, don't say that anymore. Call the policeman. There's a policeman over there. Well, it could be a policewoman. So they say, call the police instead. Okay. That's according to this article. Elderly. He's elderly. People don't know what to call seniors. Well, a senior, we should ask seniors, what do you want to be called? And they might say, don't call me anything. I'm with you. I'm 25. Well, you're 82, but okay. So they don't want you using the term elderly. They don't want you using the term senior, you know, older. They say older, but, you know, that is something that also aunts and uncles are starting to change because they're gender committing. I guess ask whoever you're calling aunt and uncle. Exotic. When you say that somebody has an exotic look to them, you would think that would be very complimentary. It's not. Exotic might be too sexualized. So they say we don't use that term anymore. An illegal alien. We're not supposed to be using the term illegal alien. We're supposed to use undocumented person or somebody without legal status. Although I think they're going to be changing that also. When you say that's so lame. So a lot of us go, well, that's lame. Really? They lost the game? How lame? Can't say lame anymore. Lame used to be a term describing physical disabilities. So you don't want to use that. Don't call anybody a dumb blonde. Open sesame. Right? That was a story in Alibaba. They don't want you to use the open sesame. They say you could be mocking. Downloaded it illegally. Don't say illegal. Say unauthorized copy. Don't call somebody an addict. Act like a real man. Don't say it's on the white list. Don't use the term master bedroom. Colorblind. Sanity check. Hi, guys. Can't say hi, guys. Rule of thumb. You can't be using that rule of thumb anymore. Eskimo and others. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in another abortion rights case where it considers whether hospitals have an obligation under federal law to provide emergency abortions to women who are in medical emergencies. Protests at universities nationwide in support of Palestine. Columbia University said it is still actively negotiating with student activists over taking down the pro-Palestinian encampment that has popped up. More than 80 tents at the school are still standing. President Joe Biden set to sign legislation that allows billions in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The passage of the bill, huge for Biden, proving that Democrats and Republicans can work together. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. William writes, I'm sick and tired of being asked to give a credit card when I make a reservation at a restaurant. Why do I have to give my credit card? And so he talks a little bit about that, and I've noticed that too, not with every restaurant. I mean, I could go to an Applebee's or Chili's, not that I go a lot without that, but if I have family coming into town and we want to go to a nice restaurant, yeah, they want your credit card. I understand why. I don't like to give my credit card. But, you know, when you run a business, my medical office, no shows killed business. If you gave, I remember when I first started my practice, I had a half hour for every new patient. So there was a family of four that called in saying, we're a family of four. So I gave them 2 hours. I took 2 hours out of my schedule for them, and a half hour for each. The whole family no-showed. So we were standing around for 2 hours doing nothing. We had turned down patients. Now, that was my first week or two of practice, and I was like, no. We're going to take walk-ins. When we have a no-show, we're going to slip people in. Maybe we're not going to give every person a half hour, or if we do have a whole family, we're not going to give them a whole 2 hours. And we started to change that. And that's one of the reasons why when you go to a doctor or a medical clinic, you don't have that nice half hour to an hour talk with the medical provider in his office. Remember, you used to sit down in his medical, in his office with seeing all his books, seeing all his credentials. Then he would or she would walk you to the treatment room. You would get a gown, you would undress, they would come back in, examine you, say, get dressed, and I'll meet you back in my office. Then you would get dressed, you'd go back into the office, they would talk to you. I mean, it was almost like a spa day. And can't be doing that. There's not enough time in the day, there's not enough money, you're not getting reimbursed. One insurance company was only paying me $2.42 to see a patient. You can't be doing all that for $2.42. You might want to give them that experience, but you would go broke. So in doctor's offices, some medical offices I'm hearing are actually asking for credit card payments to secure spots. But for the most part, they're not getting away with it. Restaurants, though, are. But, you know, so if somebody no-shows on a reservation, you know, then they could be making X amount of money. No wonder. This way, if you do no-show, they could charge. Or if you cancel under 24 hours, they could charge. I understand why they're doing that, just because the no-shows can kill you. But this is interesting. I looked at this article where some people are making money, making reservations at some of these fancy places, and then turning around and selling it to people who are desperate to want to get into that restaurant. They are called restaurant scalpers. Daily Mail talks about how restaurant scalpers are making this a lucrative business. They're charging A-list clients over $1,000 for tables at New York City's most exclusive restaurants. Alex Eisler is a sophomore student at Brown University. He studies math and computer science, and he told a paper, The New Yorker, that he's made $70,000 reselling reservations last year. He is known on Appointment Trader as Glorious Seed 75. He uses fake names and numbers to secure tables at these Michelin-starred establishments or trendy hotspots. If they recognize his voice, he'll do different accents or he'll try to change his voice. And so since people want to, when they come to the Big Apple or when they come to Vegas, you know, secure, sometimes they don't know when they're coming to Vegas or they don't know when they're going to want to eat. And so they could use these individuals who are reselling, saying, look, I have a reservation for four. And you would use this name, you know, Betty Williams. The reservation would be under Betty Williams. They don't ask you to prove you're Betty Williams. Say, I'm Betty Williams. Table for four at 6:15. There you go. Another scalper goes by the name Perceptive Wash 44. He told the New Yorker that he considers restaurant booking a game. And he, you know, does this for entertainment. He says it's like some people play Candy Crush on their phone. I play dinner reservations. He's made $80,000 in 1 year selling his bookings. I'm not telling you to do this. But, you know, apparently to get into certain restaurants, there are people who would pay for that reservation. Now, and it's tricky because for me, I'm turned off. You know, if somebody's going to be that busy, yeah, I'm like, then it's just going to be too busy for me. I understand the food might be good. Honestly, there's so many good restaurants. I don't necessarily have to go to the best of the best. I would like to go to the Russian Tea Room one day. I've never been, but my guess is it's going to be really, really out of my budget and very, very expensive. But on the other end, when you do have a restaurant that is that highly rated, clean, sought after, you're like, why would I go to someplace inferior, you know, or risk getting sick? So it's interesting that restaurant scalpers will, take these coveted reservations and then sell it. Beth Leventhal, co-founder of the reservation site Resy, said possible approaches to secure a table at exclusive restaurants include phone calls, email, Instagram, DMs, and in person. She said before you leave a place, you can make another reservation. It's a great way to get one. So let's say you really, really like this one restaurant, and, you know, I want to take my mom there for Mother's Day, or I want to take her there for her birthday. When you're leaving and you know the date, say, look, can I make the reservation now? So, you know, if you know the maitre d', chefs, things like that, honestly, I'm now in the whole cooking stages of things because things are just so gosh darn expensive. But I think it's really, really fascinating how people make money. I don't think it's illegal. You're making a reservation. Get this. Eisler said that he sold a table at Carboni for $1,050 on Appointment Trader. On Members Only App Dorsia, they say a two-top reservation on a Saturday night comes at $1,000. Justin and Haley Bieber, I guess, were turned away from a restaurant when they showed up unannounced and without a reservation in 2022. They finally got a seat several months later. See, as far as I'm concerned, I'm like, you know what, it's okay. No big deal, or I'll order takeout. I like takeout, but I like picking it up myself. So for those of you who are like, I don't want to be giving my credit card, I get that. I think things have gotten crazy. The whole tipping culture has gotten really, really ridiculous. I think, was it Joe DiMaggio had paid $5,000 for a reservation once? This is something for rich people. You know, I think I've been to some of these fancy restaurants, and I have to admit, sometimes the food is amazing. But I'm going to be really honest, and I know you guys are going to laugh, but my favorite steak, right, is the prime rib at Outback or the prime rib at BJ's. I've had filet mignon, I've had some Wagyu beef steak, and I'm sorry, I prefer the taste of Outback's prime rib. And I know Outback's closing a bunch of restaurants. And so for me, you know, to spend $150 on a Chateaubriand or a beef Wellington, yeah, and by the way, the servings are getting smaller and smaller. I think Hell's Kitchen has some of the best beef Wellington, but I'm noticing they're getting smaller. I mean, I've seen large filet mignons, and then I've seen little tiny ones. And so, no offense to the restaurant, but shrinkflation starts to make you really rethink what you're going to spend. And so, I understand eating out nice, but if you want to now go to a nice restaurant, you're spending at least $200 a person. That's not, it's just not realistic anymore. Yeah, and if you're a family of four, or you're meeting another couple, $800 plus tip, that's $1,000 for one dinner. That's rent. 1-877 Doc Valley.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one of you asked, what is going on with the Supreme Court and abortion? Apparently there's another case before them. And so I think this has to do with Idaho. Fox News is reporting that the Supreme Court is considering a second abortion case today. This is dealing with claims by a Republican-led state, Idaho, that the Biden administration is attempting to wield a 40-year-old federal law as a, quote, abortion mandate. So this is on the heels of a debate over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's regulation of an abortion pill. The High Court is going to consider whether the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA, preempts the state of Idaho's newly enacted Defense of Life Act, which makes it a crime for any medical provider to perform an exception to perform an abortion with exceptions for rape, incest, life of the mother. So the Justice Department argued that the state's law does not go far enough to allow abortions in more medical emergency circumstances. So I guess the debate is even though a doctor could perform an abortion, if the life of the mom is at stake, the Justice Department says that's not enough. What if there's another medical reason that is still an emergency, but the mom's life is not necessarily at risk? Proponents of the state law say the administration's lawsuit against Idaho is attempting to use a federal statute as an abortion mandate to benefit the president in the 2024 elections. So, according to Idaho, they argued in legal findings that construing EMTALA as a federal abortion mandate raises grave questions under the major questions doctrine that affect both Congress and this court. Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador said the Supreme Court made it clear that it's up to the states to decide what our laws should be and that it's not for the federal government. He says Joe Biden and his administration has decided to come straight and sue us in federal courts. We are excited to go before the Supreme Court to show that the state should be deciding these issues and not the federal government. Now, the DOJ said in response to the high court that Idaho's law makes it a felony for a doctor to terminate a pregnancy unless doing so is necessary to prevent the patient's death, that exception is narrower than EMTALA, which protects patients not only from imminent death, but also from emergencies that seriously threaten their health. So this is more about a verbiage and allowing there to be more wiggle room to perform the abortion. Idaho accused the administration of construing the spare phrase in the federal law as a blank slate to be filled with the executive branch's preferred abortion policy, saying it collides with multiple statutory provisions guaranteeing emergency medical care for a pregnant woman and her unborn child. So this going back and forth is it's obviously chaotic. And I think the situation is simpler than this. I've talked about this, you know, and the court issue was really about not bringing back Roe v. Wade. That's not what it's doing. It's not going after, you know, a 6-week ban versus a 12-week ban with abortions. What it is if abortions are allowed for a medical emergency, we need to expand that to it only it, because it says life of the mother. What if there is a debate on how much of a medical emergency it was? And so, you know, how often is this type of stuff happening? Well, I'm telling you right now, in medicine, if there is, you know, let's say a mom with cancer or bleeding out or whatever, I mean, we always put mom first. We want to protect the unborn child. All right? It is. It's an unborn child. That's why maternal-fetal medicine exists. Maternal-fetal medicine exists because the fetus is alive. It's a living entity. It is going to be a child. It's an unborn child. So we in medicine are going to, one, want to always save mom, because if mom dies, the baby dies. So we want to save mom, or the unborn child dies. We want to save mom. And it's a given. And that's why these laws, if there are laws in states, let's say, quote unquote, banning abortion, none of them ban it in medical emergencies. That's just, it's a given. And if you have to save mom's life, you do what you have to save mom's life. And it's pretty cut and dry. You know, where there could be concern is somebody saying, look, even though she's not in the trauma center, she needed an abortion, I thought the pregnancy was going to kill her because she has diabetes, so we need to terminate the pregnancy because it could affect her kidneys. That starts to be more, and you know, cases like this are not that common, which is why I've always said, the feds stay out of it. Government stay out of it. Don't involve the taxpayers' dollars. don't involve Congress allocating money. Don't everybody stay out. It's between a person and their doctor and their health insurance, or, you know, if they're on, let's say, Medicare or Medicaid, you know, depending on their qualifications. The medical need to have something like this done is a very, very private one. And if there is a doctor who says, look, I really, really think you will die, it's rare, but if that does happen, that's between the doctor and the, I don't want people assuming that doctors can't make right decisions. Now, I understand with all this gender dysphoria and pediatric care that is not in alignment with European guidelines and studies, I get many people are starting to question. You know, but the average doctor does not want to end the life of an unborn child. The average doctor considers it a life. The average doctor does not want mom to die. You know, so the average doctor is going to want to save mom's life if mom's life has to be saved. But the average, if we bring back patients to the doctor, as opposed to you could just go to this abortion clinic or you could just go here, then if somebody is having an unwanted pregnancy, there could be a discussion. There could be some counseling. There could be, now look, you know, I'll support you if this is what you want, but understand, you know, there could be, you know, this is permanent. If you start to have nightmares, if you start to have doubts, you need to let me know so we could get you some counseling. This isn't a one and done. You abort, here's your pills, or here's the procedure, see ya. You may need help, you know, throughout this, and understand what the process is. Also, if people were going to doctors, you know, for birth control, and I like the fact that we have birth control over the counter, but any time I had a teenager wanting birth control, I always asked, okay, are you having sex? Yes. All right, so what happens if you get pregnant? Oh, well, I could just have an abortion. I go, is that your backup plan? Now, well, I'm not going to get pregnant. I'm using birth control. That's why I'm here. Duh. I go, what if you take your birth control wrong? What if, like with Ozempic, you're losing weight and the birth control, you know, might, at the time, it was 97% effective, 3% not effective. Now, what if you're one of the 3%? What do you do? I had a family member who got pregnant on the pill. She had the baby. Baby's great. But, you know, you could get pregnant on the pill. Are you going to use condoms? Well, that's why I'm on the pill, so I don't have to use condoms. I would use both. Why? STIs. I mean, there was a conversation. So they would get the birth control. I would also monitor their blood pressure. I'd make sure they weren't at high risk for blood clots. I would make sure they were also using a condom to protect against STIs. If they hadn't been using a condom, I would test them. I mean, this is what we would do. And we really need to get people back to their medical provider. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. my heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.